phone to you too. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Up, up. Well, I'll be mainly showing pictures anyway, so I will talk a bit. Hello? Okay, I'll just start. Tell me if you can't hear me. So my name's Nancy, and I'm actually working with software and hardware hacking in art, in an artistic context. So this talk, you know, probably won't be totally technically orientated, although you'll see the projects that I've been involved with that are inspired from the free software movement. So I'm going to just start with this hackspace that I've initiated in Hobart. We've only just done one event, so I just wanted to show some images from that, and then I want to talk about the background of where this space comes from. And I'll invite Helen, my colleague, and who I met through the Gender Changers Academy, which is a Skillshare initiative that started in Amsterdam but now runs the Eclectic Tech Carnival, which is pretty much held in many parts of the world. So we'll explain all of that and show a bit of a video about that. So Miss Despanina's Hackspace Hobart, I've recently moved back to Hobart after 17 years, and obviously being involved in a lot of the hacker community in Amsterdam and with the Gender Changers Academy, it's very much based around exploring and opening up the lid, naming the parts, and then seeing what we can do creatively with them. The first workshop was all about hardware, where people would have to bring a domestic item from their home and open it up, figure out how it works and change it maybe into something else. So I'm just showing some images of that. But what I want this space to maybe become is we're not always focusing on hardware, but often focusing on software or issues that people have that, basically making computer issues more accessible and opening up the whole idea of the fact that there is another operating system other than Microsoft, Windows and Apple. And a lot of people don't know that there's that other option, right? So anyway, so I'm just showing you some of the things that we made when people brought their clock radios, hair dryers, things like this from the workshop. So we're just kind of we're pulling things apart, naming them, and basically empowering ourselves to understand what goes on underneath the hood. So this kind of activity comes from, as I mentioned before, the Gender Changers Academy and the Eclectic Tech Carnival, which is where I met Helen in 2004 in Belgrade. And Helen's a local Wellington young lady who's also a nomadic performing artist or something. And so maybe Helen wants to come up as well and talk about that with me. So the Gender Changers Academy, we're all based all throughout the world, although, as I said, you know, I'm in Tasmania now, Helen's in Wellington. But
I'll
often
soon be in Europe, so I won't be here for long.
Oh, okay.
Even though I'm local, I'm not here very often.
Yeah, so in a sense, we're very much interested in showing that someone can sit in the corner and knit the whole time while someone can teach, sysadmin security, and we try and mix it all up and make it all, gel together. that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, yeah, it's run by a group of volunteers, and yeah, the first thing that usually happens is we give women a disc and ask them to pull it apart and break it. It is a women's only event, and that's very contested, and every single event, or there's always a discussion every year about why is it women only, and obviously there's a lot of politics around that, and the people that are involved with the Gender Changes Academy events obviously all have different points of view in regard to that. Would you like to say a bit more about that?
Oh yeah, it does get discussed nearly every time, and it's gets discussed for different reasons. Like in Belgrade, there was a woman who was coming from Bulgaria, and she wanted to come with her boyfriend. And the organisers said, well, you know, you can come, but your boyfriend will have to stay outside. And she was saying, but I do this project with my boyfriend. It's our work together, so it's really important that he comes too. And they were running a space that was for running workshops for women. So, it wasn't like he just wanted to come along, have a look. He was interested, but in the end, the organisers decided that he couldn't come into the workshop, so they didn't come at all. And then at the last one I was at in Istanbul, there were transgender people there, and there'd been quite a bit of discussion about that. And it basically came down to if you identify as a woman, that you're welcome. But there was a really interesting discussion at the end, and it was quite a different group. There weren't very many of the older ones there. It was quite a younger group, and it was interesting just to see how they were coming at it, what was actually the reason for them to have a woman-only thing and why. And basically, they were kind of concluding that it was actually really good just to make the space for women to be together without men, or, you know, without male-identified people, and that it was a really useful space, and it was a different kind of space, and that there is a need for it. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, but also the Gender Changes Academy represents itself in not only the Eclectic Tech Carnival, which is the women-only event, and the workshops that are run locally, but also this, for instance, is our spiritual hack. We called it a hardware mandala at What the Hack in 2000 and happened in 2005. Yeah. And this is, basically a hacker event that happens every 4 years in the Netherlands. So it's just basically the way we approach technology is very playful, and basically we try to have fun with it. So that, with that point said, this kind of idea of Charles Baudelaire talking about, the metaphysical tendency of wanting to open up machines and touch their inner parts is quite the ethos that comes with the gender changes. So saying that, I will just show a video of the 2004 Belgrade event, just to give you an idea of what an Eclectic Tech Carnival is. It's a week event.
There's always arts things as well as technical stuff, and you can go from one room where there's a Perl programming workshop going on into another room where there's screen printing t-shirts or something like that. So it's really, there's a lot of emphasis on the creativity and using tools in different ways, and
also
having fun.
Yeah, and also we are always approached by a co-host, so it's not like we go, oh, we're going to do an Eclectic Tech Carnival in Istanbul this year. What's happened so far is that we've been approached by people that...
Someone comes. And then they go, wow, we want to have this at home. Can we do it there?
And the last 2 years, there's been two consecutive events. So it was Istanbul and Sweden. And then last year was in
Amsterdam
and Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Or Rio. Anyway, so there's basically, it has an international focus, and kind of, it was in a sense a little, more cells are popping up in terms of this kind of approach and methodology. sharing information. Sharing technological information.
ETC is a subdirectory in the Linux directory system. We decided to make, how do you say that, a nice term with the E and the T and the C, and that's the Eclectic Tech Carnival. And eclectic because we don't want to be only tech, and it has to be fun. So that's why we decided it's a bit of everything. It's tech, it's feminism, it's art, it's sport, you know, it's just a mixture of all sorts of stuff.
Years now, and I'm one of the co-founders of a women organization called Jeanne Nadal, which means Women at Work. So we have decided to start some sort of a program to show them that there is a possibility to overcome the situation, also to establish economic solidarity networks among women. I think one of the most famous parts of Jeanne Nadal's work is was courses for women in traditionally male professions, like electrician, plumbing, carpentry, car mechanic, that sort of things. 2 years ago, we have realized that we want to work more in a way of promoting ICTs as a new, both economic and political space for women. Here that we have something like this, the politics behind it, and also with breaking this mystery that women are not able to do these things. So it's really nice to have a bunch of great women, really skillful in computer science, you know, and teaching other women.
Came up to change the gender related behavior in technics, especially in computer hardware. There are some hacker meetings, or especially international hacker meetings, where you also can meet people from other countries. But they are all, you see maximum 1% of women there, or even less. The idea is to get everybody involved and playing around, because it's just something to use and not to pray at.
I'm here to meet beautiful women and to learn about computers and Linux open source and stuff. We'll be right back.
This is a hairdryer, and this is a towel. And sometimes we must do like women work. So I have like a towel for cleaning the floor and the hairdryer because. I'm not joking.
One thing I was just thinking to say that's quite important about the Eclectic Tech Carnival is that it's pretty much a DIY kind of event, and often there isn't even a program before the day it starts, and then everybody turns up and says, well, I can do this and I can do that. That's how it kind of was in 2004, and we made a program on the day. We had a whiteboard with stickies with what everyone could do and was offering to do, and it kind of evolved. More recently, people are starting to want to know what's going to happen before they go, which is kind of interesting because there's also a resistance to be so strict. There's something quite nice about everybody arriving and discovering what's going to happen when you get there, but it depends on the situation. Istanbul was very much like that, and the program changed every day.
Yeah. So there's an emphasis, in a sense, on collaborative learning together.
And
in
nobody
a sense,
gets
suiting
paid
what
either.
Suiting the needs of the people that are there, so kind of custom and tailoring the event for what everyone needs rather than having like this pre-prepared series of packages that no one particularly is interested in.
Well, it's very much what Liz was talking about not being a hierarchy of experts and newbies. It's not about participants coming to learn from people who are experts. It's about everyone who's a participant is actually a teacher as well, or a sharer of what you know.
Mm. So everyone brings with them a particular body of knowledge, and that's all seen as equal, or we attempt.
Yeah.
Well, there's that effort to have that particular ethos. So.
And because there's a lot of creative things, there's a lot of social things. You know, when we were in Istanbul, we were doing things like going out and demonstrating against the WMF meeting that was going to be there, and that sort of thing. So you're also actually getting to know the people, you're getting to know the context that these local participants are existing in, like also in Belgrade.
Because the host organisation, yeah, obviously has often has a political agenda, so then that gets kind of filtered in to the Skillshare event.
Yeah. So in Belgrade, for example, we had some young women who came who were in a trafficked women's shelter. So they were like 15 years old and this whole world that they were being introduced to was really amazing. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all the different kind of local contexts that you get to know. And so I've made really great friends in this network that I can go and stay with or have come and stay with me and that kind of thing, which is about building the community that helps to bring women in and keep women in the open source community. And also there's a really good email list as well, which, you know, for people like Charlie who are feeling like you're in a geographically isolated place, this is a list that you can email anything to, like, you know, any kind of question. You're not ever going to get someone turn around and tell you to read the manual or anything like that. It's really, really great.
Yeah, it's very accessible on a few levels. So I kind of included where did it all begin, and I realise I've spelt members wrong, so I got a little embarrassed. Sorry about that. Anyway, so it all began at this place called ASCII, which is was a squatted internet cafe in Amsterdam in 1999, and back then access to the internet was obviously a bit less ubiquitous than it is now, so it was kind of quite a special little dark little haven where you go into, and a bunch of volunteers were there. So it's very much emphasis on volunteer, and we hardly ever, they would ask you, you know, everyone just does it on their own bat. But basically, yeah, they set up Amsterdam Wireless, which is a similar project to Free Funk in Berlin, and I don't know what's in New Zealand, if there's any free wireless kind of ad hoc network thing. So, but yeah. Honey pot. Okay. I don't know. So anyway, that's kind of where the gender changes started, and so I got a bit of press. So that says hacking is comfortable, or is cosy. So it's a Dutch, gezellig is the word for cosy. So yeah, this is press in the mainstream. And, this is also back at What the Hack. So this is some of the kind of the content of the workshops or information sharing things that ASCII and the gender changes focus around. So very interested in wireless in that sense. So yeah, basically, so in a sense, ASCII had all, basically recycled all their old machines, found them all on the street, and basically built up a whole kind of computer lab with what was found around, and then taught people how to build machines. And then when the gender changes started, we were more interested in actually opening up and naming all the parts and then putting them back together. And earlier on in the gender changes days, because I think the local workshops have kind of petered out a little bit, the idea was that you'd first do a hardware course, so you'd have to open up the machine, name all the parts, put it back together, make it work, and then you could move on to the software side of things. So that was kind of a manual. We have a manual, you can find it on the genderchanges.org site, which is like about the kind of the ethos of that. But we kind of work in parallel with the guys from ASCII in a sense, and obviously work together. So here's some of our posters, just to give you an idea of the kind of the content and our antics, let's say. So, and as it said in the video, what is a gender changer? Most of you probably know. So it's all about, to show that you can change things and tweak things to your liking. As I just said, the gender changer is a graduate of the Gender Changers Academy, someone who wants to change the way the world, the way we perceive them. So it's about connections and possibilities and opening up. So anyway, here's another one of the posters. And I don't know if you want to say anything else. I mean, in a sense...
we've been given the 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there we go. All right, thank you. Oh, this is where we've had the Eclectic Tech Carnival so far. And this year, someone is asking for it, but I forget where.
Nothing's actually been formally said for this year.
It's simmering, but it probably will happen because they always happen. It's kind of quite self-organised in a sense. But actually, when someone does approach the Gender Changes Collective to host an Eclectic Tech Carnival, it's not just like everyone says, oh yes, go for it. I mean, there is a particular structure that if you want to make an Eclectic Tech Carnival that we try to kind of abide by, and that's obviously discussed with us. But there does have to obviously be an emphasis on free software and, have obviously a few kind of elements. Is that... Because I don't know what... I didn't go to Istanbul, but what actually happened, because there was a big discussion before the event in Istanbul about if you're going to make an eclectic tech carnival, then there's basic things that need to actually happen.
Yeah.
And did that actually happen?
It was pretty loose in Istanbul, I have to say. I mean, there was workshops about security, and that was really interesting, actually. They showed us this thing that... Now I've forgotten what it's called. Someone here will probably know. It has a little symbol like an onion. And in Istanbul, they block certain sites, like you can't, if you're just on an ordinary internet connection in Istanbul, you can't access things like Facebook or MySpace or quite a few other sites you just can't get to. But with this little Tor thing, it makes it look like it reroutes your IP address. Yeah. Right. And makes it look like you're coming from somewhere else. So we were doing that kind of thing. And there was things about crabgrass and Drupal and...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but the program changed every day, and it was quite disorganised in terms of telling us what was changing. And the organisers were also heavily involved with the G8 WTO, whatever it was, thing that was going on. But it is, yeah, it's sort of the basics are open source and women in IT in general.
And a playful approach.
In a playful way, yeah.
To working with computers.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
There is a little bit of time for questions, if anybody has any.
Well, thank you guys so much. It looks really, really good, and hopefully one day we can have something like that in New Zealand. That
yeah,
would be really, really good.
The ethos. And I'm just now over in Tasmania. So.
Well, that's good. Maybe we can then.
Yeah, talk about it maybe at Wednesday night. The hippies. No, hippies at the... Eclectic Tech Company. No, I'm joking. No. All subcultures.
On Saturday with Upstage, which is some open source software for live, online, collaborative, creative performance that was made in Wellington by Douglas Bagnall 7 years ago now. And actually, I'm an artist, I'm not a programmer, but this is an open source project that I've been running for 7 years, and we've had practically no funding, and it's still going, and we're... having our fourth annual festival this year, and if you're interested in finding out about it, come to the open day on Saturday. And if you're not here on Saturday, you can just come and ask me about it and I can tell you about it. That's my lightning.
If you wanted to help with Geek Speaker, stay here. I think Emma and Jane's supposed to be turning up soon. If not, I believe there are some people going down to the waterfront to do something outside.
Yeah.